You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My dad died, and people told me that God moves in mysterious ways. What does that even mean? Let's get into it.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Kane. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
I do appreciate the rock and roll.
I prefer one or the other.
Ah.
Let's start off easy, then maybe we'll see where it goes.
Don't strain anything.
That's absolutely right.
Let's get rolling.
It's important to stretch before you rock and roll, otherwise you pull a hammy.
Proper calisthenics.
Very unpopular Led Zeppelin song. Well, you're answering your question tonight that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your question if you'd like us to answer it on air. This week's question says, my dad died and people told me God moves in mysterious ways. What does that even mean? What does that even mean indeed, Jed? I think that's a good question. I think we'll get to it in a later segment. But for now, let's go into a magical world.
Yeah.
Where people know the right thing to say.
Yeah.
What would the right thing to say have been?
Here's the right thing to say. I am so sorry.
Yep.
We are. I'm so sorry for your loss. I am so sorry for the pain that you're feeling and that everybody who loved your dad is feeling and is right to feel. We want to be clear about that. Whatever you're feeling in this moment is just fine. Part of that is bound to be pain. We have lost people we have loved in that moment. We felt pain. We felt sorrow. We felt a sense of all kinds of stuff. What we needed in that moment was someone to say, I'm sorry. I love you. Here's brownies I baked for you. Here's a great big hug. What can I do to help? And that's what we want you to know. We love you. We're sorry. We're here to help, and we stand with you.
That's absolutely right. And Glenn, I think we really need to explore that of – it is important to get that kind of support, and if you didn't get it, that was wrong, and there's nothing wrong with going back to seek that now, right?
Absolutely. A few years ago, I lost my dad. He passed away, and there were a lot of people that came up to me at his funeral and said the worst possible thing they could possibly say. And they were trying to say something helpful. They were trying.
Funerals are ground zero for well-meaning, stupid things.
Yeah, I think somehow it was just so bad that I had a mentality of, I need to tune this out because I will be punching everyone
sure.
if I don't. And so, you know, I think in a way, sometimes the worse it is, the easier it is to dismiss, I guess. But, you know, to recognize that that is the wrong time to try and answer the meaning of all those mm-hmm. things. It's really more important, as Jed's saying, that we express our sympathy and our care and our love more than anything.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think one of the, and we'll get into this in our next segment of why people go for these kind of platitudes, but as a preview of coming attractions on that, I think one of the things that is definitely in there is a desire for things aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that a lot in all kind of walks of life. You know, it's a kid, you know, falls down, skins their knee and starts crying. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad.
Right.
Let's gather ourselves here. Yes, we'll put some Bactine on it. We'll do something. But, you know, let's all move on. And this is not that. This is just bad.
Yeah.
Right.
It is that bad.
Yeah, it is bad. It, functionally speaking, death is as bad as it gets.
Right.
That's what's bad about everything else is that you feel closer to death.
Mm-hmm.
That's why injury is bad.
Yeah.
So, but this idea of people just want to rush to the place where this is okay. This is not that there are positive things about this, and you may get there eventually. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. That's the process of grief, which we'll talk more about. But where we can start right now is this is bad. You are right to feel that this is a crappy thing. We're sorry for you, and we'll be back with a little bit more about how to maybe move into that next step right here on The Bridge Loud.
This is Scott Grundy, and you're listening to The Bridge Loud on 100.7 Q Rock FM, rocking the Southland.
Yeah.
back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
This is all a big mystery to me.
Is also it? Jed Brewer.
Punching at a funeral is definitely a good name for a metal record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funeral punching.
Some of us are from parts of the country where police call to the funeral home is not the least common thing.
Sure, absolutely.
That's right.
People work through grief in their own ways, which is the main thing. Some people cry, some people bake, some people punch.
Right, that's right.
And we're not here to judge.
That's right.
It's all fine options.
Absolutely. We're continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my dad died, and people told me God moves in mysterious ways. What does that even mean? And Glenn, I'd love to start with you on this segment, because I think our friend brings up an important question. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have no idea. It sounds a lot like the kind of thing you say when you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And here's maybe a real big key insight we can give to everyone listening to this right now. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything.
Either that or, and I will break in here, we have now the patented Jed Brewer three-step method.
Yes.
If you don't know what to say, and Jed, that would be,
I'm sorry this happened. Here's a cookie. Goodbye.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right.
Thing that is a nice, that could be a nickel, that could be a cookie, whatever it is, flee the scene.
Yes.
That's right. Just go away. Because you're out. You don't have anything else. You've fired all your guns at once and exploded into space, to use the line of a great social philosopher. But, sure. Yeah, I think that's the
Stephen Wolf, I believe his name was.
Exactly. When you don't know what to do, you don't know what to say, it's okay to give that person a big hug and give them cookies. It's okay to say, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm here for you. If you need anything, let me know. Those kinds of things. But I think there's a sense of someone sees your grief and they want to be profound. They want to say something that puts it all in perspective. Yeah. We do that kind of stuff for a living, where we counsel people and we work with people coming out of jail, dealing with big struggles as part of our Christian ministry. And here's the thing is, you're never going to say something that's going to put a big pain like this in perspective. This big trauma. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Jen, I think the flip side of that coin is for our friend who is going through the loss. There's nothing wrong with just wanting cookies and petting for a little while. You know, in the same way, it's a bad idea for someone to try to say something that solves this problem. It's also not important to you right now to start looking at the universal implications of this thing, right?
Absolutely. In my life, when bad things happen, there's part of me that wants to say, what does it all mean? You know, right. And you know, why and how could this kind of thing happen? And here's what I can tell you, having been through some things in my own life, is some of those things kind of have answers. Kind of. They're not the answers you'd expect, but there are ways to think about them. Some of those things this side of eternity don't have answers. But here's the key thing. Either way, they don't help in that moment of loss. Mm-hmm. They actually don't make a difference right then and there. What's made a difference in my life is people just coming alongside me and loving on me, giving me a great big hug, just sitting with me, not having anything to say. Baked goods. That have made a difference. But the answers, even though they can be useful down the road, those don't help in that moment, and so there's no point in insisting on having them right then and there.
Yes, the most poorly made baked goods do much more good than the most well-crafted words.
That's definitely true for me.
It's an important thing to say. We'll be back with a little bit more on this right here on The Bridge Loud.
We'll be right back.
Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Do our listeners send us baked goods? Because if not, they really should.
Do you want baked goods from people who are listening to the rock and roll station at 3:30 in the morning?
Well, depends on the ingredients, but yeah.
Fair enough. I'm not kind of dispersing our audience. I'm just saying I'm not sure that this is a baking crowd that we make this show for. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
We are happy to receive any baked goods you'd like to send us. P.O. Box 316, Forest Park, Illinois, 60130.
Almost positive that's an FCC violation. I just don't know how.
Okay.
We're going to make one of those accidentally, and it'll be a fun day for all of us. We're continuing to answer a question that came to the bridge loud at gmail.com. It says, my dad died, and people told me God moves in mysterious ways. What does that even mean? Well, we covered that in the last segment, if you're just joining us. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Those are words totally without meaning.
Yep.
And Jed, I'd love to start with you on this segment. Let's look at something that will help,
yep.
Unlike the phrase God moves in mysterious ways. And I think the word we would put to that is grief. So
yes.
What do we mean when we tell someone you need to grieve this?
Okay. The people who told you God moves in mysterious ways, what they're really saying is please don't feel what you're feeling.
Right.
Stop it.
Exactly. Your feelings make me feel weird, so don't feel your feelings.
Yeah.
That's actually what they're saying. Grief is a word you might have heard used before. People don't define it very often, but here's a good beginning definition. Grieving is giving yourself permission to feel and express the things you feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And here's the thing that's important to know. You deserve to do that. You have a right to do that. You have a need to do that. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. If you have a moment saying, you know what, everything's great. I'm great. That's fine too. That's allowed. Whatever you feel is okay. The important thing is to give yourself permission and create space to feel angry or cheated or ripped off or sad or whatever it is, and be able to express that to yourself, ideally to express that to God, and maybe to have a couple people in your life that you can trust where you can express that to them and just be able to get that out in the open. But you deserve to grieve. We want you to grieve. God wants you to grieve. Don't let people shut that process down.
Absolutely right. And Glenn, I wonder if part of the reason that there's an almost natural reaction to want to shut that down is the idea that if someone is grieving, they just sit in a black veil,
I think,
often, and just weep.
Yeah.
That's life now, so I just weep.
Yeah.
That's not really the thing. Grief, done right, is almost an active process. Can you tell us a little about that?
For sure. I think it's about working through those feelings and also finding out how to put them in a box, so to speak. How to sort these feelings out, maybe is a better way of thinking of that. It's like, for example, if you have a really terrible boss and you tell me what's going on with the boss, and I say, well, is your boss have other problems? And say, yeah, you know, he's got this other problem. I would say, well, okay, hurting people hurt people. That's what's going on. He's taking his anger towards himself and his situation out on you, and that's what's going on. I've put that in a box. Now, is it still bad? Yeah, it's still a terrible situation. I can't change that. But there's something for us about being able to put that mentally in a box. It's almost like a doctor, when he gives you a diagnosis, you feel better even though he hasn't healed you, because now you know what it is and you can do something about it.
Absolutely right. And when we come back to look a little bit more on what to do in these situations, right here in the Bridge Loud.
Things up, it's easy.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Kane. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Sure. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
That's Glenn's secret powers. He's very mysterious.
Yes.
Yes, he's very, very, very mysterious.
Like the Sphinx.
Yes, very much like the Sphinx. The mystery of the Sphinx.
Yes.
Yes, we're continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my dad died and people told me God moves in mysterious ways. What does that even mean? It's a fine question. We have throughout the show, maybe talked about how phrases like that are not useful. You know what's useful? Desserts.
Yes.
Maybe even dessert with a little secret sauce on it.
The secret sauce.
I was really not confident in my ability to make a weird secret sauce transition on the topic of mourning someone's death.
Sure.
But I think we all got through it together.
You did quite well.
Yeah. So, Glenn, what again, as you mentioned, we work with people in our day job in the Christian ministry who drug addiction and missing, you know, years of their kids' lives to jail and all sorts of horrible things, but and grieving is something they need. And what do you tell them about that?
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned, it's a ministry that we're doing. So the God stuff is stuff we know about. I would never say God moves in a mysterious way, so that's kind of hard for me to explain.
True or not, that'll get you punched.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. And we're in environments where punching is always an option. So the reality is that For when we're talking about God, his love for us, his care for us, his acceptance of us is not a mystery. We do know that's God. That's what he says about himself. But I think it's about recognizing that in this moment, he understands the fact that you don't understand the situation. Mm-hmm. To me, I think I have to have permission to be angry about a loss. And I can't be on good terms with God unless I'm sure that he understands that anger.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Jed, I loved you to pick us up there. I think there's something very powerful in that idea Glenn's giving us, that this kind of bad advice, these platitudes, come from this idea of the focus should be on something you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Mysterious ways. I wonder if we get a lot farther by focusing on things we do understand in the moment.
Sure, absolutely. If we could leave you with two thoughts to understand and take hold of, it's these two that go together. God totally loves you, and God totally gets that you're super pissed off that your dad died.
Yeah.
Those two things don't contradict each other.
Right. Nope.
God is prepared to give you a great big hug even as you are trying to punch him, which is probably the exact right way to think about prayer at this time in your life.
Yeah.
If you feel angry at God, tell him about it.
Yeah.
Go and tell him about it with the extreme confidence that he loves you, that he accepts you, and that he understands, as Glenn said. Yeah. He understands that you're angry. He doesn't judge you on that. He doesn't look down on you on that. Of all the people that are trying to be there for you in your life right now, maybe that's a lot, maybe it's a few. I hope it's a lot. God would love to be number one of the people that are there to be there for you and comfort you and love on you. And we would love to be on that list, too. So please reach out to us and let us know how we can help.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. There's a part in the book of Romans, which is a book in the Bible, where the guy who wrote that is admonishing other Christians to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So if that's in the Bible, that's the way God wants to treat each other. Stands to reason, that's the way he wants to treat you as well. And we'll be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah.